And we come to stormwater finally. Scott, it's the last item on the... it's in your book as those several pages. I'm just going to highlight the conditions met. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the process that went through. The review criteria for stormwater and related subjects is that the project will not cause unreasonable soil erosion, reduction in the capacity of the land to absorb and hold water, and suitable soils are available for a subsurface wastewater disposal system. Next. Chapter 10 LURC standards continue with these obligations include soil stability, erosion and sedimentation control, which involves a third-party inspector, surface water quality. For instance, the spill prevention and control countermeasures is one aspect of that, and phosphorus control. So you get a sense of everyone that participated in this, the stormwater program for this project. Dave Roque, state soil scientist, Dave Waddell, DEP, John Hopek, DEP, stormwater and groundwater for those gentlemen, Jim Jacobson at Division of Health Engineering for the septic system and for the applicant, Sewell Engineering, Albert Frick, and Stantec. And I wanted to say that we had we posed questions on this, and they worked on this together. In reviewing the project, the concerns that were resolved by the process that all these agencies and the applicant went through was the handling of stormwater and groundwater runoff, seasonal high groundwater construction during those periods. We were there at a time of year where you saw that the site has a seasonal high groundwater. One of the concerns is when you dig the foundations, most of these, we already know there's no ledge. They're going to be digging foundations. You're going to have water filling the hole up. When you pump the water out of the hole, what are you going to do with it? So everyone got together and detailed the best management practices, the structures that would exist on the site to contain the water and process it. The other aspect is looking at the buffers. This is an area that has been harvested, and areas are, as you saw, are coming back, and were those adequate for phosphorus and stormwater processing? The third-party responsibilities and the stormwater structures. And I just say the structures, that's the rock sandwiches, the culverts, the rock burritos that we have now as well, and are all detailed on the plan. Third-party inspector. Protocols are submitted to LURC for approval by the applicant, reporting to LURC staff of erosion and sediment control inspections and any incidents on site. Inspections continue after construction into operation to ensure the site was stabilized. Protocols will include on-site decisions and protection of water quality, no significant change to proposed plans that would constitute an amendment or something at that level. So the LURC staff analysis, the standards met, soil suitability, erosion, sediment control, third-party inspectors, construction BMPs and details are found their way onto the engineered plans. So that was one of the main parts that addressed specific concerns about high seasonal groundwater. We're all set. The project will not cause unreasonable soil erosion or resource impacts. And I noticed there the calculations for the processing of phosphorus were all met. And in some areas where the crane roads are wider than the typical roads, service roads, those buffers were sized deeper, farther out from the road. So all of that was reviewed, well reviewed. So we recommend that this has been met.
Any questions or concerns about this stormwater? So I think we're all comfortable with that. What we need to do is direct the staff on what to do from here. And I'm just kind of wondering if unless you want to just let them know immediately here, I mean, if we feel like we're able to do that, or would you like sort of a recap of where we stand with each of those issues? A couple of them are, like this one, intangible benefits. I think we're comfortable with the staff recommendations. Decommissioning, I think we're asking the staff if we decide that we're looking at an approval, I guess, to potential approval document. Look at some alternatives with respect to decommissioning. We've instructed them on that. Wildlife, I believe we were okay with that. Sound, we wanted some consideration for the Eastbrook Ordinance, and I think we gave you some directive there. Visual, we were struggling with, and I think the big issue was the one you brought up, Ed, with the wildland scenic assessment, and it sounded like we needed more information, or somehow that had to be reconciled, and we needed to see something. Did I miss anything in trying to summarize where we're at with each of those? Where do you want to go from here? I guess I'm asking commissioners here, and how do you want to direct the staff? I guess the alternatives are, one is to direct them, say, to draft an approval document that incorporates all of these things in it. Or the alternative is a denial if we're fairly certain that's, I guess, what we want to do here. Any thoughts? I think what we should do is make it to some sort of a decision on what the direction is, and then do a sort of a straw poll to find out where everybody stands.
I'll just say what I think.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I think that with the exception of the scenic issues, it seems to me that we're moving towards an approval. The scenic issues, depending upon how they're resolved, may have the way we resolve the questions of which methodology applies and what would be the implication for lakes classification may have no implication, no, may not change the analysis, the scenic analysis at all. But then again, it might. And even if it does that rise to the level of an undue adverse impact? So I'm not at the point where I can make a final determination on that, but I think that's the only remaining issue, and I think a little work on the part of the staff, particularly, you know, if they get Jim Palmer involved in that, I'd feel comfortable with a recommendation from the staff. I mean, I think we generally get the issues out there. It's just what do we do with them, I think, is the question. Does that make any sense? That's kind of...
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's important for future deliberations as well. So we have a template on that.
Anybody else?
I'm also in favor of moving toward an approval document with some of these issues addressed. And
okay. Looks like that's unanimous. And I guess, do you folks have any questions of us with respect to what we're looking for?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that we need to do on this?
Once again, thank the staff for the tremendous amount of work on this.
Yeah, this was great here.
Yeah.
Very, very.
Samantha, thanks for
You're welcome. I think since you were all fresh with this, do you have any? You'll be doing this again in a month.
Thanks.
Fred claims we've done a quarter of his work for him.
Quarter.
Is there any feedback for how this should be done differently for the next go round?
No.
No? Okay. If you think of something, let me know.
I think it was just I like the presentation and of the information, and I think it was a good amount of depth of each of those topics. And I like the way you brought in pieces of the record, you know, some varying viewpoints on a number of the topics.
So. Okay, thank you. We'll convey that to Fred.
And Ed, if I could just add that, yes, Don and Samantha have worked like, you know, 100 men getting this document to you. But Marcia as well has been working very hard behind the scenes, as well as some other staff. So.
I think it was a terrific effort. I think it was very, very, all very helpful.
Good. Thank you.